My name is Roy, I'm 16, and you're listening to Kids Commute on Interlochen Public Radio.
Thanks, Roy. That accordion sounds so cool. What instrument do you play? Play our theme. Find out how to be featured on the show at kidscommute.org. Hey there, kids commuters. Welcome to day 4 of Pop Goes the Classical Beatlemania Week on IPR's Kids Commute. We'll have one more hint for our Quizlet coming up after the music today. We are meeting the legendary rock band, the Beatles, and hearing classical versions of their iconic music. Today, we meet Beatles lead guitarist, George Harrison. Among the Beatles fans, George was known as the Quiet One. George Harrison, just like the other three Beatles, was born in Liverpool, England. His birth was in 1943. His mom, by the way, was known in the neighborhood as having a singing voice so loud that it made the windows rattle. And when she was still carrying him, the story is that she would listen to Radio India on the BBC, hoping that the sound of sitar and other Indian classical instruments would soothe her baby. And that seems to have worked. One thing George became known for was adding those kinds of sounds to Beatles songs. Here's some sitar in one song called Within You, Without You. George Harrison apparently got into rock and roll at the age of 13 when he was riding his bike around and he heard Elvis Presley's Heartbreak Hotel.
Well, since my baby left me, well, I found a new place to dwell. Well, it's down at the end of Lonely Street, that Heartbreak Hotel where I'll be.
Well, after that, he was so into guitars that instead of taking notes in school, he'd doodle guitars on his notebooks. And it was about this time that he met eventual fellow Beatle Paul McCartney. They used to ride school bus together to elementary school. Today's song, called Something, was written by George Harrison for the Beatles in 1969. He said the song was inspired by his wife, Patty Boyd, but the phrase, something in the way she moves, was actually taken from a song by another popular recording artist, James Taylor.
Something.
The melody for Something came to him so quickly that George Harrison was afraid he'd accidentally copied it from another song, so he set it aside for a while to be sure. In the end, nope, it was all his, and the song is one of the most covered songs by the Beatles. Today we'll hear a classical version of Something performed by the Vitamin String Quartet.
Thank you.
the Vitamin String Quartet with a pretty straightforward but still really musically interesting cover of Something by the Beatles. Something by the Beatles. No, Something, comma, by the Beatles. Tomorrow on Kids Commute, we will hear a great big Beatles classical mashup, and I hope you'll enjoy that. Now, kids commuters, let's ask you our weekly Quizlet question one last time. We'll give you your last hint for the week. If you get the answer right, we'll give you an on-air shout-out. We'll send you a little prize in the mail, a little thing, and enter your name to win our monthly grand prize from Go-Go Squeeze. As a reminder, here's our question. This week, we're asking everybody about a little critter that everybody calls a bug, but it's not a bug. It's a beetle. What kind of beetle comes from the family Coccinellidae? Let me tell you who knows. Tobias in Honor, Asher and Noah in Cedar, Carmella in Cowayden, Lyndon and Avery in Beulah, Eve and Wesley in Interlochen, Jesse and Lucas in Traverse City, Samuel in Arcadia, Nate in Traverse City, and Nate, this is your first time answering a Quizlet. Good job, you are correct. Luke in Traverse City, and Brendan in Valley Village, California. So get your shout out too. Tell us, what's the answer? I have a last hint for you. This should really help if you haven't gotten it yet. This bug, beetle, eats aphids and other scaled insects that are garden pests. Also in Britain, they're referred to as a type of bird in a poem that tells them to fly away home, their house is on fire, and children all gone. Does that poem sound familiar? What beetle is that? Also, they're cute. So do you have it now? Let us know. Oh, yes, texts rolling in fast. Okay, send us a text message with the answer, your name and address to area code 231-237-7482. Good luck. We will tell y'all the answer tomorrow. Boy, this has been a fun Quizlet, and so many of you getting the answer right. Okay, that's it for today's Kids Commute. I'm Kate Botello. Please have a delightful day.
Interlochen Public Radio.